Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks. You're listening to a freaking encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Second hour of Speed Freaks, baby, from the Lucas Oil Studios. And I intentionally waited 10 seconds back into the show because I know Statman is watching this game as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Statman, you got it on in the background?
How could I even pay attention to what's going on if I had the TV on right now? I purposely turned it off.
So,
good Crasher,
do you want to know what you just missed?
No, I'll look and see what the score is, but I don't want to know what I just missed.
Well, okay.
Did that end the game?
It ended the game.
Oh, wow. There it is. You know that kid you're talking about needing a jersey?
Holy cow, I can't believe the Cavs just
second
lost
hour of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing. Last hour we had Ron Capps in here, NHRA Funny Car winner once again. He's done it not one, not two, but four times in a row. If you missed that interview, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Also your 2017 pole sitter for the Indy 500, Scott Dixon, joined us. Again, we'll have those interviews up at speedfreaks.tv.
One thing I found that was pretty cool between both of those interviews in the first hour, Scott Dixon talking about how he would love to drive an NHRA, either Top Fuel or Funny Car, and Ron Capps talking about how he's been texting with Alexander Rossi up in Indy and watching his guy Chase in the NASCAR All-Star Race. I really find it cool when drivers have mutual respect for each other and each other's series. That's pretty neat.
Well, and we know this from our history with Ron Capps, Statman. That guy could school us on a few motorsports races and series, given his proclivity to tune into other motorsports.
And he has, for me at least. I've been shocked, 'cause I've talked to him several times without a microphone, just call him on the phone or texted him. And he loves F1. I'm surprised he mentioned IndyCar over F1. Maybe
Napa.
Now that he has the Napa connection into IndyCar, maybe that's changed his mind. He's been involved with those guys. But I have had conversations, deep conversations with him about F1. And what really shocked me once, I had a three-way conversation on the phone between him and Tanner Faust and myself. And he knew Tanner Faust, all of his excellence in drifting and a rallycross. Ron Capps is a motorsports fan in addition to being a champion drag racer.
Yeah, I love that. We see Don Schumacher Don the Snake Prudhomme. I knew I was saying that wrong. We see Prudhomme, who was Ron Capps' former team owner. We see him at the Indy 500 every year. And Prudhomme typically goes down to the Brazil F1 race. I don't know if that is where Ron Capps picked up his love of F1, but it is so cool to see. You guys, fans listening, let's just put it this way. There's so much more than just NASCAR. NASCAR gets all the ratings, not all the ratings, but it gets the majority of the ratings in American motorsports. But my God, you go to an NHRA race, you will be hooked. You go to an IndyCar race, you will be hooked. You get yourself to a Supercross race where they do everything in a four-hour span, qualifying, heats, main event, fireworks, lasers. You will be hooked. I just find it interesting when people say, yeah, I'm a NASCAR fan. Oh, really? Well, did you catch the NHRA race last weekend? No, what's that? Come on. There's so much excitement in motorsports. You just got to go watch it.
And just quickly, Kenny, just for clarification, Ron Capps has told me that it was because of Snake's love of F1.
Okay.
He laughed and said, you cannot be on a team, because he was with Snake at the time, said, you cannot be on this team without at least knowing about F1 and perhaps falling in love with it. That's where it came from.
Sweet.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. The website, speedfreaks.tv. Kyle Busch got himself an all-star win last night. And, of course, it's the unique format of the all-star race. It's a four-stage format. You got 20 laps, 20 laps, 20 laps, and 10 laps. And as far as I know, unless Statman, you could correct me here, which, by the way, your Statman Scat coming up about an event that he hosted this past weekend. It's a cool insight. But unless you knew about this, I had no idea that during the All-Star race, they were going to implement a new tire system within NASCAR. And the best way to describe it is each of the 20 teams in the All-Star race, the final race, had one set of softer tires. Of course, we know that for better grip, speed. They had these available to them to use at their discretion in the 70-lap exhibition race, right? There was one caveat, however. Teams that chose to use the softer tires to start the final stage had to start behind those 10 drivers that used regular tires.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, that's an excellent explanation, Kenny. But you know what that sounds like? Charlie Brown's teacher. NASCAR today, with their engines that have no reality to anything, stock production.
But they're stock cars.
In fact, the guy told me today, or yesterday, in fact, yesterday morning, explained to me how they put gas in some chemicals in a bag and put tires in the bag and seal it and soften the rubber. And they do that for the Busch North series, for all these things short of the Cup series. So whatever NASCAR does, there's a little bit of Smokey Unick and all the crew chiefs that'll eventually find a way around it. And for lack of a better word, cheat. And find a way to win and get around the rules they're given.
Are you saying there was cheating last night in the NASCAR All-Star race?
No, I didn't say that.
I know, I'm kidding.
But my point is this, and I understand the implementation. We see it with IndyCar, how you have the softer tires or the harder
tires. The red tires, yeah. The red or blacks.
But to implement the fact that you go with these softer tires in that last stage, you got to start behind the 10 other drivers that didn't use them.
Well, it's because you're going to get better grip right off the bat with the softer tires. And that last stage is only 10 laps instead of the 20 laps of all the other stages, so it's almost like an unfair advantage. So they're saying, fine, you want to start immediately that final stage with the softer tires that's going to give you better grip, then you start behind the guys on the dark tires.
Well, tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk's still good. My point is this. it's called strategy. It's called strategy.
Well, then everybody would be starting with the soft tires at the last stage.
Then why not?
Stepman still can't believe what you said.
It's silly.
It is silly. I mean,
just let people race and the winners win and the losers lose.
Yes.
Why do you... You've turned NASCAR into some little league where the owners sit in the corner, the fetal position, and suck their thumbs and wait for somebody to say something somebody's going to stop them from winning. It's hideous. Last night, some little 8-year-old kid lost, and he's still, well, how come I don't get a trophy? I said, dude, this isn't Little League. And people stood up and cheered. People are so tired. That's why they're staying home. That's why they're not watching on TV. They're so tired of NASCAR's rubber rules that change week to week. And the racing now may have no bearing on the racing at the end of the year, certainly the last year, because somebody took the thumb out of their mouth and complained before they put it back in.
Wow. Well, one thing we would like we talked about in the first hour, one thing I think we're all in general consensus of wanting NASCAR to change is the location of the All-Star Race, right? I'm in favor of moving it around.
Move it around.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. If they race 3 weekends in a row at home and then go to Delaware for the Dover race and they can get back home, that's basically a month at their home, and that's not going to change. It's a lower. It saves money. It saves marriages. It saves everything.
Those are two strikes right there. They don't look.
Hold on, though. The product that was on the track at Charlotte Motor Speedway last night was not good. They have to start considering moving it elsewhere, or maybe
move it to a freaking road course.
That would be, well, Charlotte's considering a road course in the Chase, if not this year, next year, but. I don't know if that would be necessarily the Charlotte road course exciting for the All-Star race, but something has to change. The All-Star race used to be great, and now it's just meh.
You think they care what the public thinks?
They have to. They're losing so much money.
But they obviously don't. They keep changing rules for their own satisfaction. And just like the NFL says, they care what the fans think, and they allow teams to move wherever they want to, whenever they want to. The NASCAR is the same. The fans this and the fans that. And the drivers don't complain. The owners don't complain. All the rules that change is to make the racing more confusing, more dissatisfaction. And the one thing that the fans have asked them to do, fewer races and shorter races, they refuse to deal with. They're not going to change. They're not going to change. Mm-hmm. And the fans will stay home.
See, that's where I disagree. I think they continue to make these changes because they listen too much to the fans. They follow too much on Twitter. They're trying to make these adjustments to the bitching and moaning, the small little NASCAR snorkelers that are out there, that they feel that they've got to make these changes versus just letting these dudes run.
Yeah, the opposite of what you were saying, Statman, in that, you know, let's just put these cars on a track and the first one to cross the finish line first wins. But yeah, I think you're right, Kenny. They're making changes to the product because fans are saying, that was so boring.
Fans are staying home. So they're trying to find something, some type of hook or one of those troller hooks where they got 45 hooks on there trying to catch 15 fish. That's what NASCAR is trying to implement. Look at the stands last night. They got to move this damn thing, man.
Well, and also like what Kyle Larson said, he said, you're not going to get people from the West Coast to fly out here to Charlotte for the All-Star race. It'd be cool to have an All-Star race in places like Los Angeles, Vegas, or road courses.
But at the same time, we know that, what is it? We've got the All-Star race. We have the Coca-Cola. Again, who in the hell is going to show up for the All-Star race when you want to go to the Coca-Cola 600 and spend
the very next weekend, yeah.
You know, why do you want to spend that there? Why?
That's a lot of money. You're right.
Me, Statman.
To me, it sounds like you're making my argument for me. They don't care. They do not care about the fans.
I disagree. I disagree. Yeah.
They could. Well, then tell me one thing that they've changed in the past 5 years when the ratings have fallen and the attendance has fallen. Tell me one thing that they've changed to get the fans back in the seats.
Three stages.
Yeah.
Trying to make the racing more exciting. Has it done its job? Nah, not necessarily. That's one thing.
Plus the playoff format in the Chase. That was a change in the last 5 years.
That was a change. These aero kits to try and force these drivers to drive a freaking race car. But, again, these guys designing these aero kits continue to stumble over their D because, again, who the hell are they listening to?
Out of 10 things on a list of changes that need to be made, those are 7, 8, and 9. The first three things are fewer races and shorter races. The fans, the owners, everybody wants that. And NASCAR, so far, has refused to deal with it until they're driving three guys that were volunteering on the rally last night that I talked to. One is a former NASCAR short track driver, said the exact same thing. I don't care about it anymore.
Right.
He has a Camaro that he is changing to race autocross. Ooh. They are sick and tired of it not changing, the expenses going up, and it's not doing any, they're not listening to the fans.
Well, we agree to disagree on that one, because I feel they are. And if, no, and when these TV contracts are up, that's when I believe you're going to see the adjustments to the races, whether it's the number of races or the timing of the races. Because, again, the promises that they've made to these networks, they got to fulfill them, even to the discretion of the fans and the media. That are, the three of us sitting here going, you got to shorten this ass up. You can't.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But that's going to come externally. That's not going to come from inside the offices, those towers at Daytona.
NBC. Was it NBC that actually sat down with some NASCAR officials saying, we've got to shorten these things up? Was it NBC? It was one of the networks. I believe it was NBC, where some of the NBC officials said, we've got to find something with these races to make them more, to make them mean more.
Was it last year or 2 years ago? Because I think it was NBC. They were trying to just get more eyeballs. Nothing has worked. It's going down. It's trending down, not trending upward like it should be. But yeah, like everybody said, shorten the season, shorten the races.
Make it more important. Again, it's like, how much playoff basketball have you watched?
Because what really matters until you get to the point where one team is up three wins? Yeah, I've even heard talk of people who are NBA diehards, and they say, oh, let's change the first two rounds to the best of five. We don't need to drag it out to seven games in the first two rounds if necessary. So, yeah, that's the same kind of mentality. Shorten the freaking NASCAR season. Make the races mean something. Make a win mean something more than it does.
It's part and parcel of why the NFL is the behemoth. You got 16 freaking games over, what is that? 4 months?
Yep.
September, October, November.
It's a quarter of the year.
Yeah.
One of the shortest seasons in sports, but people are dying for it the rest of the year. Yeah, make them want it.
I mean, you set your timer stat, man, to dial in some playoff hockey. I'm sure you do.
Well, I did watch the overtime when the Ducks won a couple of games ago, and then I watched a little bit of when they lost last. But playoff hockey is certainly – all playoffs are better than the regular season, because I don't think that in any sport, I don't think the players care. They blow into town, play the game, and then leave. And it's not until the playoffs where they can concentrate on the weaknesses of one team or the other to win those games, because there's money on the line. There's money on the table. But any other time – and I've heard this said about the NBA, that they just come into town for 36 hours. They know where to eat. They know where the women are. And they play the game. If they win, cool. If not, that's cool, too. Just pay attention to get into the playoffs. And when you get into the playoffs, then you play a game and you got to win 4 games in 2 weeks. That's where it counts.
Freak Nation, coming up in moments, your stat man, Scat. Talks about a snappy little event he was part of this past weekend. And when we come out of break, 1,001 NASCAR facts. What's the one of 1,001? It's coming up next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
To provide guidance to mankind.
Huge fun this weekend at the Southern Ohio Forest Rally. I went to visit friends and one put me to work. I found myself hosting some events, including the special stage at the end. At one point, I had the center section of the grandstands stand and boo another section that wasn't participating with enough gusto. Great fun. I was fascinated, though, with James Robinson, a Honda engineer who's won 3 B-Spec championships and a Honda Fit. This weekend, he had a completely stocked 4-door Honda Civic. It was so stock, it still had an operating air conditioner and tinted windows. He finished second in two-wheel drive with co-driver Brian Penza. An added note, Honda got its first global rallycross win Sunday after 2 years of trying. Maybe the rally shop should share some notes with the F1 guys. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut. It's long-lasting. It eliminates odors and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello. Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Looking for more performance out of your car or truck? Looking to do it without breaking the bank? Then look no further than Lucas Octane Booster. Just one little bottle can increase the boost from your turbocharger while promoting a clean fuel burn for lower emissions. Lucas Octane Booster is a genuine engine performance enhancer that is safe for turbos, oxygen sensors, and catalytic converters. It stops the knocks while raising MPG in high compression engines. Not bad from one little red bottle.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
weeks of the Sunday night in the Lucas Oil Studios. Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent. Follow us on Twitter. We're there on Facebook and, of course, the website, speedfreaks.tv. And if you have a very long complaint or love letter that you want to send me, you just email it, pitcrew@speedfreaks.tv. Worked with this dude many, many years ago with, was it Bobby Labonte?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Bobby Labonte back in the day. So what's he been doing since then? Well, he's been gathering just over 1,000 facts. In fact, 1,001 NASCAR facts, cars, tracks, milestones, personalities, and your author is John Close. John, why 1,001 facts of NASCAR with this book and not 17,000?
Well, I'd like to think there's darn near 17,000 in it, because every one of the 1,001 facts has multiple elements to it. So each one is four or five facts in itself. But actually, Kenny, the people at Car Tech Books in Minneapolis, St. Paul approached me about writing this book, and it's part of a series. The original book that was in the series was 1,001 Muscle Car Facts, written by Steve Magnantes, and I think everybody knows who he is. He's the dude that stands in front of all the cars on the Barrett-Jackson auction and just knows everything about every one of them. So they started with that, and then they did 1,001 Harley facts and 1,001 Mustang facts, and I think there's drag racing facts in there as well. And they decided they wanted to do a NASCAR book of 1,001 facts. So they had the format, and they were gracious enough to call me and ask me if I wanted to write it.
See, that's the thing. Of all the writers and all the PR people in NASCAR, and even all the people behind the scenes that have maybe never written before but could have some pretty dang good facts, they chose you. That is awesome, because now you, John Close, are number one in sales in all of automotive on Amazon.com because of this.
Yeah, absolutely stunning to me, Crash. You know, I thought that the book would do well, and you hope that it'll do well, but right out of the gate, it shot up on Amazon to number one in new releases in automotive, and by the second day, it was number one in automotive racing history, and then, number one NASCAR book on Amazon.com, and these are all based on sales, so people are buying it. I didn't really have that kind of success with my other books, but for whatever reason, this one has really struck a chord, and people are going out and buying it.
What do you think the difference is? Because, yeah, your first book, I think, was a book on Tony Stewart, from Indy Phenom to NASCAR Superstar. What do you think the difference is between this book and that book and others?
Well, a lot of it, I think, has to do with the format, Crash. You know, it's really easy to read. It's factoid format. You can sit down and look at it for 5 minutes, or you can sit down and look at it for an hour or so. A couple people actually told me that it resembled an Uncle John's bathroom reader, and they were kind of apologetic for saying that. But honestly, those are great books. I love those books, you know, because, again, it's factoid format. It's easy to read. They're fun books to read. The book doesn't take itself too seriously, obviously. So I just think a lot of it has to do with format, and also because it's all-encompassing NASCAR, as opposed to, you know, my first book obviously appealed to Tony Stewart fans. My second book appealed to fans of the truck series. So this is more encompassing as a community, and I just think because of the format and the broader nature of it, it has more appeal.
Freak Nation, his name, John Close, the author of 1,001 NASCAR Facts, Cars, Tracks, Milestones, Personalities, evidently doing quite well on Amazon.com. But the bitch for me, though, John, is you got 1,001 facts, meaning you got to double, triple, and quadruple check your facts, because you know NASCAR fans, they will call your butt out if you got a fact wrong.
Well, that is also a fact, my friend. NASCAR Nation is pretty good at telling you to pit when you got a problem. And, I'm going to be honest about it. We've looked through the first edition here, and there are some errors in it. I mean, when you have 150,000 words condensed into 1,001 facts and 125 photos, you know, there's going to be some typos. There's some things here. But the good people at Car Tech have already told me we're definitely going to go to a second printing of this. So we're already making those edits. And frankly, you know, if somebody finds an error, I mean, we need to know about it. Because I definitely want this to be as factual as it possibly can be.
What's yeah, but when you're talking about personalities, I mean, that's part of the book is personalities. I mean, facts can be used very loosely.
Oh, for sure. And I really love the breakdown on this book. The personalities part, initially we talked about doing just drivers, but we decided to make that an area called Pit Pass because there are so many different personalities that contributed to the history of NASCAR, right down to Jocko Flacco, a monkey that used to ride shotgun with Tim Flock in the 1950s. And you know, there's all kinds of stories, whether it's owners, mechanics, sponsors, those kind of things, in addition to the drivers. And we certainly wanted to include all of those stories or as many of them as we could. So it's a pretty cool history book. The first chapter is actually entitled BNR, Before NASCAR Ruled, and it covers auto racing in the United States from basically the turn of the century through up until the 1940s when NASCAR evolved out of it. I think it was important to tell those stories and those facts as well to set the stage as to, you know, what NASCAR became. And then after that, again, it's a really easy format to follow. You know, it's by decade, so if you have a personal part of NASCAR that you particularly like, whether it was the 60s, 70s, 80s, it's really easy to access and really easy to read.
John Close, joining the Freaks. And again, it's a great read, Freak Nation. 1001 NASCAR facts, cars, tracks, milestones, personalities. You've already given a hell of a story in regards to the snappy little monkey riding in the car. Are there current drivers or maybe a driver or two that's recently retired that you have some interesting facts on them?
Well, without giving the book away, there really are. There's a lot of interesting facts. The older ones, a lot of people don't know too much about. Some of the newer ones are a little more well-known. But certain things, statistical anomalies, were for instance, we had a string of like 4 or 5 straight years where the person who won the most races in the whatever it was in NASCAR Winston Cup, Nextel Sprint, you know, changed there for a bit. The driver that won the most races the year before didn't win a single race the following year for 4 consecutive seasons.
Whoa.
Just really all kinds of stuff all over, personal stories, individual stories. The first, you know, one that I really like is the first win for Ford ever in NASCAR after Bill France formed the Strictly Stock division was by a guy named Jimmy Florian. So it was not only his first win, it was Ford's first win, but the rest of the story is it was on a really hot day in Ohio, so he drove the entire race without a shirt on. There's just stories like that all over the place that have little tales to the story that kind of make them more interesting and flush out the book. So I'm really proud of it. It was fun to research. I have so many people that contributed, legends of the sport, people that contributed. Gober Sosby, his family gave me stuff. The Flock family gave me stuff. The Georgia Racing Hall of Fame opened up their archives. University of North Carolina, Charlotte. It was so fun, guys, to see so many of these great racing artifacts. And if you're a racing junkie like I am, like you guys are, just to hold some of these things, to touch some of these trophies, and some of the memorabilia that went with all these collections was just mind-boggling. It was so much fun to do it, and I think it comes through in the book. Maybe that's one of the reasons why it's doing so well, is I just had so much fun researching and writing it, and I think the final text bears that out.
1001 NASCAR Facts, your author, John Close, number one new release in automotive racing on Amazon.com, and I think that one of the 1001, let's just go and spill the beans. The fact that you say that Dale Earnhardt Jr. is not retiring after this year, he's going to be racing for another 5 years. I can't believe you waited this long to put it out.
You know, when you got a scoop like that, it's really hard to sit on it. But, you know, there's a bunch of junior stuff in there. There's all kinds of, there's plenty of photos of him. There's, you know, I knew his father, Dale Sr., pretty well, being in the garage area all those years. And there's certainly plenty of stories about him as well. So, you know, if you're a Petty fan or if you're an Earnhardt fan or if you're a fan of any of the new drivers, I mean, there's stuff about Bill and Chase Elliott. It's a pretty wide-ranging book, and again, it was just a joy to write it and to be in the garage area Friday and Saturday during the All-Star weekend here and see the reaction of people across the sport and how much they appreciated it was really pretty humbling, guys.
John, we appreciate you doing this. 1001 NASCAR Facts, and again, you can get it on Amazon.com.
And we're going to give one away.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks. Now, what's the next 1001? 1001 NASCAR drivers wearing male rompers?
God, no.
Wow. You know, I mean, the driver suits have definitely changed. Maybe that is.
No.
At the end of the day, Kenny, it's where can they put the sponsor logo?
Bam. I mean,
as long as it's fireproof and safe and they can put a sponsor logo on it, man, they'll wear anything.
No.
Hey, John, good luck to you, buddy. Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate you having me.
Statman, on that note, are you familiar with these new male rompers that are going around?
You've mentioned it a couple of times, but I'm not entirely clear.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not like a union suit, is it?
It's
what the hell is a union suit?
Well, a union suit's a onesie too, right?
Yeah, that's the onesie. You've seen him in the cartoons where he's got a flap in the back and,
this is kind of like that.
Buttons up the front.
No,
but
it's
instead
not
of
like
it,
that.
It is kind of like that. But instead of it being long pants, it's shorts, and it's a union suit for dude. Union suit for dudes that just happens to be shorts.
You don't have a flap in the back, though, to take a dump.
I don't know. I haven't seen the back.
No, you don't. I think women started wearing these rompers, and they're just not sexy on a lot of women. And evidently, there's a company that started a GoFundMe, something of that nature, and got enough money to fund the production of these male rompers. It's a freaking one. It's just ridiculous, man. And it's...
they're horrible.
Damn, people are clamoring for it. So, yeah, man. Probably
do they only sell them at Walmart?
No. Walmart,
Online.
$110, $120.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, and that price as well. Forget it.
Yeah.
Maybe if they were $20, somebody would buy them. But, $110?
1001 things that you shouldn't be seen in. That's what his next book is going to be.
Romp him.
Male rompers. How about this, Freak Nation? How about ordering some fries and getting a little mustard gas on those fries?
Ew.
That's next. Not Much Motorsports. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks. And now, some parenting advice from Pink's husband and freestyle motocross legend, Kerry Hart.
Ain't none of my dirty ass friends gonna be anywhere near my kid.
Speed Freaks. Motorsports radio redefined.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut. It's long-lasting. It eliminates odors and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello. Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
The Extreme Contact Sport is Continental Tire's newest ultra-high performance summer tire. Tested to the limits by championship-winning race car drivers, the Extreme Contact Sport satisfies the most demanding driver. This dynamic street tire was built for car enthusiasts and engineered for extreme grip in dry and wet conditions. Whether it's a Sunday drive on the open road or you need to get to and from work, this tire is for what you do. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. That's ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, proud partner with the Freaks.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. And for my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV-TV. MAV-TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for those jonesing, looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV-TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV-TV is motorsport.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Oh, yeah, the sweet, sultry sounds of music that was recorded on a Bacchus.
Where did you find that?
That ain't me. That ain't me.
Jerry up in San Fran.
That's my man Jerry. When I say, can we have some bumper music that maybe post 1960?
from this century, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he had some Skinner in there from Street Survivors, which is pretty bitching. But again, that's from 1976. Well, yeah, it's all right. Hell, at least I was alive when it came out.
Now, see, that shows you how forward-thinking I am. People complain about me being too political.
Mm-hmm.
But you play something, that old Black Magic, and I find it refreshing and wonderful.
That's how we roll in the Freak Nation, right? That's how. Who? Jerry, who sings that?
That's Louis Prima and Keeley Smith.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I know Louis Prima, but not
off
Keeley
the top
Smith.
Of my tongue.
Keeley Smith was his wife at the time.
Ah. Bam. That's what the hell I'm talking about, baby.
Not much motorsports.
Helio or helium.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsports.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
All right, the sultry sounds of Tell Me Something Good here in the Freak Nation. All right, so how about a little mustard gas on your fries? Servers at a Wendy's fast food restaurant in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, say a woman sprayed...
Wow. What the... Wow.
The mind boggles how they came up with that name.
In Minnesota.
Okay.
This is Coon Rapids, Minnesota, not Indiana.
Hey.
All right.
Say a woman sprayed them with mace during a dispute over stale French fries. According to the criminal complaint, when police arrived, employees told him... Iram Chanel Amir Dixon ordered at a drive-thru and insisted her French fries be fresh. During an ensuing argument over the fries' freshness, servers said Dixon reached through the window and then the employee retaliated by throwing a soda at the bride.
Yeah. That wasn't in South Central, was it? It was in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. All righty.
Stat man, we're just going to send you there so you can do the show there from a Sunday night, just to say you're in Coon Rapids.
That's a heck of a port of call, you know?
Right?
Live from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Say that with
right. Where are you from, buddy? I'm from Coon Rapids. Yo, you from the CR? So Dixon then grabbed her mace canister and sprayed it into the drive-thru window, according to the employees. The manager of the restaurant was hit directly in the face. Another employee was also hit. Dixon faces one charge, the use of tear gas to immobilize. No charges were filed about the thrown soda. Yep.
There it is.
That's how we roll in the Freak Nation.
Coon Rapids. That's my hometown. Don't be talking about my hometown there, buddy.
Nice accent. Oh,
you know what? The mayor of Coon Rapids, so this surprise you, stat man? Maybe related to the Koch brothers. His name is Jerry Koch.
No, I think he's more likely related to John and Jerry Meth than he is to the Koch brothers.
In 1835, the Red River Ox-Kirk Trail was laid to establish military trade connections between Minneapolis and Anoka. The city, until it was sort of incorporated into okay, there it is.
What?
When the dam was built, the Anoka Township renamed itself Coon Creek Rapids, later shortened to Coon Rapids.
Coon Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
It gets better and better.
I got something good here.
Today, It's not saying bastards. All right. What do you got, Crasher?
Fortunately, the three of us don't have to worry about miserable commutes. But for those people who do have a long drive to and from work, you're in luck because you can now get Art President Donald Trump's voice on your GPS.
Sweet.
Thanks to the Carta GPS company, they've added a Donald Trump voice impersonator to its repertoire.
That is greatness.
Can you imagine, though? Turn left. Oh, I said right. Sad. Believe me, you don't want to make a U-turn. You're a nut job.
What?
Or you have reached your destination. Let's make navigation great again.
Wow. I didn't know you had that in you, Crasher.
I'm huge. This turn right here, huge. Just get on the highway, the 101. It's huge.
It's awesome.
Oh, why would anybody do this? Why? Why?
Statman, just so you're... One last note on Coon Rapids.
Oh, you won't get over this, will you?
That name invokes so much.
I know. It's ridiculous.
After being in Trump country for the last 4 days, Coon Rapids would sound like one of the garden spots over there.
According to the 2000 census, the racial makeup of the city was 93% white, 2% African American, and 0.67 Native American, 1.6 Asian, 0.59 Pacific Islander, and Hispanic or Latino of any race were 1.51. Coon Rapids.
Yeah.
And Coon Rapids is probably not a place that a lot of black people are going to move to.
Where you move to, bud?
Turn right. Huge.
Coon Rapids.
Huge. That's good, Crash. I'm going to make you the official Trump.
No, no.
Remember to shoot the juice to the moose. And what is that stat, man?
Yeah.
Metallica CDs? Check. NASCAR Hot Pass? Check. Beer bong? Check-a-rooney. Speed Freaks thong? Check, check, check. Dr. Phil autobiography? What the f***?
Honey!
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut, it's long-lasting, it eliminates odors, and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello? Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV.
grab it and hold on tight.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available, and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
He's hiding a car.
It's time for you and your boys to get out of town. Left foot.
Right foot.
Left foot. Stop. Twitch your eyes so they think you're crazy.
If you walk the walk, you talk the talk. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico.
Hide the eyes.
It's what you do.
Show them real slow.
Just because fuel is becoming cheaper and cars are getting better mileage does not mean you can neglect your car's fuel system. Lucas Oil's Deep Clean Fuel System Cleaner scrubs your car's entire fuel system from the tank to the combustion chamber. It's specially formulated to reduce NOx and pinging, providing better performance and higher MPG. You'll also be helping the environment by reducing dangerous emissions. All in one little bottle with Lucas Deep Clean.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV TV. MAV TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV TV. It's the answer for those jonesing looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV TV is motorsport.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, this is Rick Tittle. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Time for the Video Game Review. We'll review games, we'll give away a brand new game, we'll talk cheat codes, new releases, and your calls as well. That's right here every Sunday night on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.